Well, we're going to look now at knife crime, but in particular, the injuries caused and the demands it's placing on hospitals. The Irish Association of Emergency Medicine is holding its annual conference this week, and it's highlighting concern over the rise in the numbers it's seeing in hospital with knife injuries and wounds that very often require major trauma surgery. While Gardaí reported a drop in knife crime over the past year, those on the front line in some hospitals say it's still a major issue that needs to be addressed. The Mater Hospital, which is the main hospital for the capital city, reported a 68% increase in knife-related emergency presentations from 2020 to 2024. And we can speak now to Dr. Luke Phillips. He's a consultant in emergency medicine and trauma at the Mater Hospital. Good morning, Dr. Phillips.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So I suppose firstly, what type of knife injuries would be most common that you would be seeing in the emergency department?
Yeah, we see a variety of knife injuries. I suppose the most worrisome are ones where the patients need a full resuscitation team to attend to them and need to go up to theatre, have operations, need prolonged stays in intensive care units, and then a period of rehab on our general wards. And then on the other side, we're seeing a number of injuries that are superficial potentially have morbidity associated with them, with tendon injuries and nerve injuries, which can be on the limbs, and particularly arterial injuries as well. And so they tend to be managed a lot of the time in the emergency department. Sometimes we'll refer them on to our plastics team or our surgical teams to manage those. It's a big variety.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but contrary to what some people might think, a serious knife wound to an arm or leg could also be fatal, and it's not just the torso that many will probably focus on when they think of knife injuries.
Exactly, and you can bleed to death from an arm injury, from a leg injury, particularly up in the groin and the axilla, or in your armpit, in your neck. So they're really worrying areas to be stabbed in, but I guess for me, the message that we want to get across is there's not a good place to stab or harm anyone.
Knife crime really is acknowledged as an issue by government. We know maximum sentences for knife-related offences were increased last year. But your conference now, it's hearing that knife crime is an issue across society, and you want more education really to help younger people to be aware.
Yeah, we're really lucky to be joined by two surgeons from the UK who are heavily involved in knife crime and prevention across Liverpool and London. And so there's two strategies that they're using. One is actually using similar to AEDs or defibrillators, which are sort of spread around the community, where they have packs where you can activate through the 999 call to be able to get the equipment to the patient. So things like a tourniquet, dressings, protective gear for the people that are treating the patient on the scene, because we know that within 9 minutes of being stabbed, you could potentially bleed to death. And these are the people that we want to be seeing in our emergency department and give them the best possible chance to survive.
Without those knife savers, then what, I suppose, impact and burden is that having then on the likes of teams at the Mater, where you're seeing a lot of knife injuries coming in?
Well, I suppose first aid is the key to getting people to hospital. And we know that if you look at there's a study from London HEMS where they looked at penetrating chest injuries, and they do roadside surgery to try and revive people. And people, the average time to death is 12 minutes. And we know that people can't be transported to hospital in that time. So it's really important that people get good first aid at the scene. And we train up the general public, we train up our paramedics, and we train up first responders like police and fire brigade to help manage these patients whilst the help that can manage the rest of the patient is coming.
Well, it's a very important topic to be highlighting. Dr. Luke Phillips, thanks very much for speaking to us on this.